Hello and welcome to United We Podcast, brought to you by the United Corpus Christi Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, Al Arriola Jr., President and CEO. United We believe in the power of collaboration, the strength of advocacy, and the endless possibilities of growth. From advocating for local businesses to fostering growth opportunities, we're here to ignite conversations that matter. This is United We Podcast. Welcome, Chamber family and friends, to a special edition of our podcast, United We Podcast. We are here at the red carpet at our installation gala, Oceans 24, where we are about to celebrate everything that happened in 2023 and everything we're excited about here in 2024. I am joined by our chair of the board for 2024, Mrs. Amy Granberry. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Al. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Very good.
You excited about tonight?
I am.
What are you looking forward to the most?
I'm so excited to be able to honor so many of our members that have done amazing things. Yeah. There's a wide range of people and experiences. So excited about that.
We had quite a few nominations come in, and it was definitely a difficult selection. But the people we're honoring tonight, I think, very well deserved. And I'm looking forward to celebrating all their wins and all our wins as a chamber. What are you looking forward? You're going to hit the stage a lot tonight. What are you looking forward to and sharing with our members tonight?
So I'm excited to talk about all the new things we're going to be doing and the things we're bringing back after kind of a little break and building a great foundation, and then excited to move forward and really expand everything.
Which one of those programs in particular are you looking forward to the most?
You know, Buenos Dias has already kicked off and was fantastic.
It really was.
Looking forward to having all the opportunities between breakfast, lunch, and happy hour so people have choices and they can fit it in their schedule.
Yeah.
Ribbon cuttings have been going really well.
They sure have.
The ambassadors are back.
They are.
And mi casa, su casa.
That's going to, you guys stay tuned on that announcement. It's going to be coming up very soon. And we're looking forward to sharing all that great excitement. As you mentioned, we had 75 people join us for Buenos Dias. We have our lunch set in February. And then we have our first mixer lined up in March with Admiritas, Tapas, and Katina, our past chair, May Mendoza's new establishment. Very excited about that.
Yes.
Tell us what else you're excited about in your chairmanship that we're looking ahead.
You know, there's so much. We have a great strategic plan in place. We have a fantastic, dedicated professional staff, and we have so many resources between our board members and our ex officio members, just to really support business growth and economic growth and continue to make this city amazing.
You talked about the team, the staff, and then our board. We just had our strategic planning retreat, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, the vibe, the energy, the team really feels like we're really coming together and understanding the vision and mission that the officers and we've laid out in the past couple of years, huh?
Absolutely. It was an exciting day. Lots of conversation, lots of ideas, and thinking through them and how we can make them happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Amy, I want to let you go enjoy yourselves. Is there any shout outs? You have a big year ahead of you, but is there any shout outs you want to say from your chamber history to where you are today? Is there any folks in particular you want to give a shout out to?
You know, there's so many.
Yeah, that's a hard question.
Because I was working on my remarks. You know, Eric Villarreal put me forward to be on the board. Devin Bodka put me on the policy committee years ago. Libby Avert has been a mentor of mine for many years, and she's a past chair. So there's just so many.
We become quite the family, don't we?
We do. I got to spend a little time with the leadership class today and remember my history in leadership and thinking about how many of those relationships started in leadership. Too.
Yeah, and how many also not only our board members, but how many leaders that it builds within the community as elected officials. It really is a signature program for this organization, the third longest standing in the country. So much to brag about that we're going to continue to brag tonight,
yes.
Celebrate our wins, and I'm going to let you go have some fun. So again, thank you for your time and thank you for your chairmanship.
Thank you, Al. We appreciate you.
Welcome, United Chamber family and friends, to a special edition of our podcast, United We're Podcast. Today, we are doing a red carpet podcast from our installation gala here at the Omni Hotel. I am accompanied by Anna Aldridge, who also serves on our executive board. Anna, let's start off with the most important question of the night. What are you wearing?
As always, Sarah Blakely.
Sarah Blakely.
Don't leave home without it.
Don't leave home. And then also in your Aggie maroon, huh?
Absolutely. Gig'em.
Gig'em. So let me tell you, I ask you actually, what are you looking forward to most tonight?
I heard there were craps tables.
Craps. There is some gambling tonight, some great prizes. Anything else?
I am thrilled to be helping present the award to Leah Olivari as the military champion of the year. She's a special friend of mine.
There you go. Tell us a little bit more about Leah.
Well, everybody knows Leah. She is one of my heroes, one of my mentors, someone that I look up to, has everybody does. She has been instrumental in so many things in this community, particularly with the military task force and helping get the new
Sinatra commander. House. Yeah,
thank you, the Sinatra House. I was stumbling over the...
Yeah, no, that was a big project. A lot of the partners got involved, got some funding from municipal level at the city. Shout out to City of Corpus Christi. Also, the port came through contributing, and also even our surrounding partners in Kingsville and Claybrook County. What else are you... How about this better question? What are you looking forward to in 2024 here at the Chamber?
We've got a lot of programs that we are continuing. I think Gloria's doing a really good job with getting the Chamber Ambassador Program revamped and up and running. I'm looking forward to continuing with the Infrastructure Committee and looking to see what the next project for the Military Task Force is going to be.
Well, you've always been involved in that committee in particular, and you're given your professional experience in engineering. What can you, call the call to action or the need that you see in Corpus Christi regarding, infrastructure improvements and development? A lot. I mean, I'm sure there's a menu.
Well, we're always interested to see what's happening with the bridge. Anything with infrastructure, water's a big deal right now.
Very big deal.
We can't have a lot of growth unless we find more water. We're going to need more power. Water, sewer, streets, and drainage are always of interest to all of our members and how that's going to affect their businesses.
Yeah, no, water security for a lot of communities, everybody's trying to think outside the box. And I think we all realize here in the Coastal Bend how lucky we are with a potential water source that can be drought resistant. But as the old saying goes, whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting. Well, Anna, I want to let you get back to the party. Have a good time. I want to
thank you, Al.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, and we'll see who else we can get out here on the red carpet. Once again here at the red carpet, and I am joined by Chris Arduzer, who is joining our board of directors in 2024. Chris, welcome to the team.
Thank you. Excited, looking forward to the year.
I know you are. See
what's going to happen.
Well, you've already kicked off the year pretty strong for us at the Chamber. Thank you for your presentation at our Buenos Dias breakfast, where you kind of gave some consumer insights in the market. The feedback we got was very positive about the event format, which you had a lot of insights and thoughts in helping us get that. Do you want to share the experience and what you remember from Buenos Dias and the energy in the room?
It was great, man. It was wonderful to see all those people this year. The energy was there. People were engaged. Everybody was excited. It was a good group and a great group of people that just wanted to hear more. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we do this year with them.
They were obviously interested. There were 75 people that registered. Seth really was taken into your presentation. The comment I had back was, this is good insights and data for me to use at my business. What are you looking forward to? We obviously were excited about that, but what are you looking forward to now going forward in the year 2024 as being a board member?
No, I'm looking to see what you and the new staff's going to do this year. I know we've had change, and it's going to be great to see the energy that you guys have already brought with, everything we're just seeing on social media presence and just the events and everything you guys are putting together. I can't wait to see what we're going to do in the Chamber and then let that roll over to the community and help our businesses out.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your business. So I obviously shared that you gave us some data points and key insights. Tell us a little bit about ADGA Consulting.
So we're a business consulting. We focus in management operations. We do a lot of data analysis. We just want to feed information to people to help them become better at what they do. And help them, help them grow their business and understand what's happening and just be the best they can be with what they do.
Is any challenges that come with the line of work you've pursued, or is there every day is pretty much every day is different? I imagine
every day is different. You never know what you're going to walk into. You never know what challenge is going to be out there. But that's what's great about it, is that challenge and that not knowing that makes the days fun and making it so it's like, what's next and how can we find something new to go with that?
What's the next study you're looking into doing?
See, I don't have one on the books right yet, but we will always find something, because I like to find stuff to produce for our academic stuff and stuff. So we'll find something new as we observe what's happening. That's where the studies come out of. It's what do we observe and what can we find to improve stuff with. So.
There you go. Well, we're looking forward to it. I know you'll let us know, and then maybe we can do another presentation at Buenos Dias or one of our luncheons.
I'd be happy to. Looking forward to it, Al.
All right, brother. Thank you for your time. We're still here on the red carpet, and now I have our outgoing chair, our media pass chair, Mae Mendoza. You were one of our first podcast guests, too. Uh-huh. Tell us about that experience.
Oh, it was so much fun. We had
a
great time. I shared a little bit about myself that a lot of people didn't know. So a lot of our friends and family and chamber family that watched it were like, oh, I learned something new about you. So it was a lot of fun.
That's cool. Well, you said not only friends here, but friends far and wide.
I have friends all over the country.
And they also said they...
Oh, yeah, they watched it. They were like, well, I posted on my Facebook page.
Okay.
So I still have, you know, friends from the military community, you know, as an ex-Navy wife, and they saw it, and some of my pilot friends saw it. So it was a lot of fun. They're like, oh my gosh, you did great. That was so much fun to watch. And then some, like, local friends were just like, I didn't know that about you.
Well, and also, too, a lot of folks are now excited about Merida's Tapas, and I've been myself. I've celebrated New Year's out there. It was a lot of fun. How's business going so far?
It has been crazy, and we just started brunch 2 weekends ago, and so we had a full house on Sunday. I can't believe Sunday was... Everybody loves brunch, right?
Yeah.
But Sunday brunch was so popular, it even beat Saturday's brunch and sales all day long.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So, no, it's doing great. I can't wait for warmer weather. People wanted to come up on their boat on Sunday,
but it
was so windy out there that day. And I mean, literally, sand was blowing up over the roof. It was crazy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, so thank you for your service to this organization. We have one more year that we're going to squeeze out of you, right, on the officers board. But I guess just real quick, with something you want to share? We have a packed show tonight where we're going to honor some folks, share the highlights of last year. Is there anything in particular you want to highlight?
You know, there's so many great things that we did. I mean, it's impressive. I mean, we brought in 184 new members into the organization or the chamber this year, and just all the great events we did. I'm just really proud of the committees and them coming together and seeing all of our members moving up into leadership roles. And we've just got so many exciting things. I know that Amy's going to do great things as well. And just, I loved every minute of it, and I'm going to miss it.
Well, and the thank you for your leadership in the year that was, you know, post-COVID and really kind of getting the camaraderie back. I really felt my first year administratively seeing the board coalesce, the officers, and you mentioned the committees, like really come together like a team and a family, like once again.
Actually, I can't agree more with you. I mean, the retreat really helped a lot, bringing the board members, the closeness, the friendships that we've gained, watching our staff members thrive and coming back from being home, right? And coming together and working together and seeing the friendships that are building with that. We have a few new people, Jessica moving here, you know, from San Antonio and following you. And I just loved getting to know everybody more closely.
Not to interrupt you, but look, there's Phil Ritley right there. Phil,
oh,
hey, Phil.
Oh, there he is. And we've got one walking
in. Past board member. We'll thank him here shortly for his service. Well, Mae, I want to let you go. Enjoy yourself. I want you to have an opportunity. Look, there's Carol and Mark, too. Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Well, I'll let you go. Can catch up with everybody. And thank you for joining us. And thank you for all your leadership.
And thank you.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You
thank
for
you.
Being a great new CEO and stepping up to the challenge. You had some big things to accomplish this year, and I'm proud of you for doing those. So thank you for sticking it out and still staying and being here.
With this team, we can't go wrong. You mentioned the board, the officers. We're doing some great things, and I'm really looking forward to this year.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.